seaweed. Ireland's coastline is more than 3,000 kilometres long, double this if you include the islands. This puts Ireland at the top of the league of having one of the highest ratios of coastline to land surface. 6,000 kilometres of coastline means there's a lot of intertidal zone, and this is the space where seaweeds thrive. It's hardly surprising that we have more than 500 different types of seaweed. Seaweed was always a popular and nutritious food. Even Cuchulainn is recorded as having eaten it. The Brehon laws specified that anyone taking seaweed from private land would be fined the equivalent of 2.5 milk cows. 2.5 milk cows is a very hefty fine and shows just how much seaweed was valued then. Nowadays, seaweed remains a valuable harvest in many parts of the West. In Connemara, famine bwi, or knotted wrack, is hand-cut and gathered up in bales by locals who bring it to be sold on for industrial processing. It's also still widely harvested for domestic use as a fertiliser, being a rich source of nitrogen, phosphorus and potassium. All along the western seaboard, and in places like the Aran Islands, communities were totally dependent on seaweed to enrich the thin, rocky or sandy soils, making it possible to grow crops like potatoes. Traditional harvesters who I've met there are careful not to cut the famon bwi too low down the frond, where it wouldn't grow back so easily and would leave a depleted resource. When one patch is cut, it's left to regrow for a few years before it's harvested again. It's a wonderful thing to see wise and sustainable use of this valuable resource enshrined in the harvesting traditions that are passed down through the generations. Knotted wrack is just one of the many species of wrack that form distinct bands along the shore, each having its own adaptations to the varying amounts of time spent in or out of tidal waters. Wracks are some of the most familiar and widely harvested of our seaweeds. All along the coast, one can see thick bands of wrack fringing the shore at low tide. As an adaptation to being alternately submerged, then exposed, the wracks have a thin covering of mucus to protect them from drying out on the open shore. If you're clambering along a seaweed-festooned slipway or shore, sliding about on seaweeds, at least you'll now know why it is that they are so slimy. Incidentally, it's the same mucus that makes for such good skin when one takes a seaweed bath. The bladder wrack is easily recognisable because of its pea-sized air pockets, or bladders, all along the fronds. These act like floats to give the fronds buoyancy, so when the tide is in, they can reach up near the surface and get the best light. They are, after all, photosynthesising plants. Their green chlorophyll is simply masked by a brown pigment called fucoxanthin. Kelp is anchored to the seabed by a holdfast, but it too reaches upwards to soak up the sunlight near the surface. Kelp has a long, thick stem called a stipe that's topped by a leathery, shiny frond. Because of its structure and height, it's often compared to a forest. And like a forest, it's home to a multitude of creatures. When I was snorkelling amidst the kelp beds of West Cork, I was told to look out for blue-rayed limpets, but I couldn't find any at all. Then I spotted one on a kelp frond and realised that the reason I hadn't been seeing them was because they're tiny. They're smaller than my little fingernail. But this little limpet certainly stands out. Its incredibly luminous electric blue lines running all along the length of its shell. Like the more familiar common limpet that lives on rocky shores, the blue-rayed limpet also clings tightly to its home scar, except that its home scar is on the kelp fronds where it lives. Kelp beds are important as fish nurseries too, providing shelter for the young shoals of fish. Another favourite thing to be found amidst the kelps are mermaids' purses. These are the egg cases of dogfish. They've long, curly tendrils for tying the egg case to the underwater kelp fronds while the eggs inside are developing. Mermaids' purses are often found washed up on the shore. after the baby dogfish have hatched and swum away. Starfish, too, live among the kelp and other seaweeds, as do shrimp, crabs, seahorses, and lobsters. Seaweed is so much more than ucky, slimy stuff that crowds the shoreline. It's a beautiful underworld that we rarely see. Beneath the water, the multitude of patterns, textures, and colours are breathtaking, with the brightest pinks and the radiance of the blue-rayed limpet. It's a valuable world worth discovering and protecting.